100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, here we go. The pointy end of the week. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are we feeling?
Ooh, what's, is your throat all right?
Yeah, I was feeling crackly this morning.
Oh, that's okay. Good morning, Ari.
Hello.
How are you over there?
I'm cold.
It's chilly.
Freezing yes. This morning, hey.
Single digits coming in. Not about it.
I Jeez. Skipped my alarm this morning. I was nearly late
you
to work.
You skipped it.
And I was still in before you two.
Yeah, well, that's all right. The main thing is you weren't.
Yeah.
You made it, you know. That's
hey,
good.
Update on the roads, though. I didn't have an issue this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Yes,
that's good.
I didn't have to travel 20 extra kilometres for no apparent reason to try and turn around. It was pathetic yesterday.
Yeah, no good. Yesterday I had my big plan after the show. I was like, it's time for the Royal Oak cheeseburger.
Did you go?
On the way home, I get a call from this guy I know who whose job it is to, like, clean out houses.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's like, somebody's had, like, skipped on the rent and run.
Oh. Okay.
So they, like, we need to recover what we can for, you know, recycling, resale, get what funds we can back for the owner.
It's Crevo's time to shine.
Well, his hands together.
It kind of was. It was an interesting situation.
Did you find any gems?
It was a few cool, like, old cameras and stuff, which would be good for the shop.
Awesome.
Yeah, good furniture and things.
Yeah, the cameras in your shop that you got, because I've been in your shop a couple of times, Clyde Street.
Yeah.
They're really good for, like, as old props for movies and things as well.
Oh,
well,
fantastic.
Sure. Yeah, stuff has ended up on shows around our, like, for Amazon and...
Stan,
yeah, as well. Yeah, been on Stan shows. So possible. You could see those items in the future.
Ooh. Put the tag on it.
Yeah.
As they're taking the photos, just Crevo spinning around.
Yeah. Spin that tag around the front, would ya?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I've stumbled upon an amazing anomaly.
Oh.
So, today...
out there in the universe. What's going on?
This is at Charlestown Square, guys. So, it's not too far from us.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's pretty central to everyone here. But on Facebook... sorry, not Facebook, Instagram, Fat Chicken at Charlestown, which is, like, a little takeaway food store, which is in between, like, Baker's Delight and Aldi down on the ground floor there in the food court
area.
Sure,
yeah.
They're doing, for their first birthday celebrations, they've been there a year now, which is crazy, you can get a chicken schnitzel burger or a pork roll for only $2.
Oh, good. That's a good deal.
That's a steal. Charlestown Square
is
going to be overrun at lunchtime
today.
Well,
I hope so. So it's like between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. So if you've got a lunch break between then, or if you knock off work early like we get to, go there and get yourself as many schnitzel rolls and pork rolls as you can. Pork
Surely
rolls have gravy in it.
Surely there's
a
limit.
I'm going to see if I can get like one of each and then ask if I can have like two of each. And
what? And go up from there?
Yes.
In the normal style of counting.
Well,
what about three of each? Okay, that's all right. What about four of each?
Yeah, Ari's got to go there and throw a waiter out. I'm Ari from UFM. And then, can I have one, two, three?
I sold you on the radio today. They count, you help me?
Ari gets the five and they go, you can actually order however many you want.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I tried to look up their terms and conditions. There are none.
Oh, all right.
Loophole.
What's it got? Fat chicken.
P-H-A-T chicken.
Oh, yeah. Chicken.
Yeah. And while you're there, get yourself like some seafood extender. It's great.
Oh, how good. Well, who said there aren't deals out there?
Oh, deals on deals.
Deals on deals. Yeah.
Cost of living crisis, guys. Get amongst it.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And Jackie, welcome back in for another day.
Morning, I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, what's been going on the last 24 hours?
Oh, well, I've actually had a pretty traumatic few days for myself, yes.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but I've mentioned before that Ethan is a little bit of an old man in a younger man's body.
This is your partner. Your boyfriend,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, this is my partner, and he has another thing to relate to the over 50s, is he got a colonoscopy the other day.
Oh my God, is he all right?
And he's okay. Yeah, he's fine. And he's told everyone. So I know I'm fine to talk about.
So they only get ordered if usually for a younger person, if there's something they're worried about. So I'm glad to hear the report's all good.
Yes, but now it's just another one of those things. And it was traumatic for me because the process to prepare for one of those.
Not great.
Intense.
Not great. Yeah, I've had to do one as well. But I'm an old man, right?
So a very old man.
So, yeah, the process, you have to, like, not eat or something, isn't it? Or only eat certain food, celery on a Wednesday or something, isn't it?
It's like fasting, basically. And that's really hard for me because eating food, I just get the guilts in front of him. So, it's obviously a difficult process for myself.
Yeah, you're there with a big steak and a carbonara at the same time, one in each hand, going, so I have to eat this. I'm so sorry.
And I'm so guilty about it as well.
But he's the main thing is good news that he's all right.
I'm absolutely,
glad
yes.
Glad to hear that.
Health awareness, you can get it under 50. I thought it was something that when you reach a certain age, you're just supposed to get. Apparently, that's not the case.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Oh, good. That is good news.
Can't say I'm looking forward to my first one. Can't say I'm like, I wonder when my turn's going to come up. Absolutely.
Well, you can probably just get one if you want to know.
Oh, just for the fun of it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure about that, actually.
For no reason.
Just go and have a look. Are you even a doctor? Separate question. Hey, another bit of local news aside from that. We want to talk about Stockton Beach.
Yes. So Stockton Beach has reached another milestone for the coastal erosion project. So construction at the southern end of an existing project structure on Mitchell Street yesterday, they announced that it's been completed and they have an installation of an adjoining 50-metre-long rock bag.
Okay, so there's one of the bigger bags down there at Stockton, and I'm glad they've got that installed.
Right. Yeah. Moving right along, we need to talk about Peter Dutton.
Yes.
Yes, the Lord Voldemort lookalike himself.
Yes, absolutely.
Trouble with the Hunter region, per se?
Yeah, so he's obviously, I feel like everyone's heard about his announcements for one of two nuclear power sites in Muswellbrook that he has planned for his election, one of his election commitments.
Yep.
So Peter Dutton has received mixed responses across the Hunter, but a lot of backlash from member for Hunter Dan Rapacoli. Yesterday, he held a press conference where he said that he announced 2 months ago with Albanese plans for a solar sunshine program that was going to generate a lot of jobs for the Hunter, and he's claiming that Peter Dutton's plans are going to rip a lot of those jobs out.
Interesting. Wow. Then there's a bigger society debate that's going to go on in and around all of this.
Huge.
I'm sure this won't be the last we hear of it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Well, let's start the show in a very disgusting way.
Oh,
the
great.
Antiques Roadshow.
Oi, oi, oi. Hang on. That's one of my favourite shows.
Yeah, that's not the disgusting thing.
Okay.
Your choice in television shows, Creevo, is undesirable at best.
Yes, that's true.
After saying that your favourite's Antiques Roadshow, I digress. Over in the UK, they obviously do this show. They value things that are old and in the past, much like what you do for work, Creevo.
Sure.
A presenter was presented with a bottle filled with a liquid. So they were valuing how much the bottle's actually worth, and the liquid inside it, they gave it a quick taste and said, oh, yes, this is either red wine or port. That liquid got sent off for sampling, and when it came back, it turned out it was human urine.
Ew! That's disgusting.
So obviously it was like a port bottle or a wine bottle.
And someone's
very,
just
very
taken
old.
A leak in there.
And it'd be like when, you know, sometimes, and you see this in movies, probably none of us have ever done it, but when people, like, go in the parents', liquor cabinet, and, there's the vodka bottle.
Filled with water.
It gets refilled with water.
And then they're fake getting drunk.
Yeah, and then there's somebody's there, they've gone, the old port bottle, God, that's really old and probably valuable. Could really use a port right now.
Jeez, no.
Emptied that out and refill it.
That is grotty. And how humiliating for the Antiques Roadshow presenter. And the only response they could have was, yummy. Such good news. Not good news in the slightest, mate. I would be washing my mouth out with soap for days.
You think?
To be fair, though, good publicity for Antiques Roadshow.
It's
pretty rare that it gets into mainstream media.
Well, that's true.
This happened many, many years ago, and every now and then the news works in cycles, it's come up again. So people just aren't going to let Antiques Roadshow live it down. One of their presenters was getting on it, on the urine, on the telly. Oh,
so next time you hear this, and you think, you know what, that would be such a safe job, free of danger of all sorts.
A sophisticated show.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about jam and cream on scones. well, apparently not. The thing that goes with it, not always tea.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So around the team, I could say confidently, we're all fans of the Modus Brewery out at Merriweather.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh, you're wearing a Modus hat at the moment.
Yeah. Mate, I rep the Modus merch on the reg.
There you go. Yeah.
He's changed his hats for this week.
Yeah, it's a lovely venue out there, and they're making a lot of beer there, which is fantastic for the Newcastle, you know, our city.
Just side note with that, I had a jam donut beer from there.
Was it good?
Mm. And I don't like beer at all.
There you go. There's a non-beer drinker's endorsement.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a hot tip, because it is a little bit of a special treat venue. It's a bit expensive, right? But at Aldi in Mayfield, they're selling some Modus beer at the moment.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Little mini cases, 16 cans. That's way cheaper. That's
a hot little tip. Good to know.
Hot little tip.
Do you know, my God.
The whole venue of Modus in Merriweather, incredible.
Isn't it nice?
Trivia, food, beers, and just the overall vibe
atmosphere.
Of the place.
It's got a fire, like an indoor-outside area.
I know. It's great for winter, though.
Yeah.
Get around it. Get yourself toasty warm.
Take that feeling home, all thanks to our Aldi.
It's just a hot tip at the moment. You know, it's just one of those, I guess, local specials.
Yeah. Yes.
New FM. Hey! We're gonna
wanna live it first. The Novos. On this day.
Oh, it is June 25th, Thursday, so let's take a look back in the day on what happened on this day. In 1966, this is exciting, British pilot Sheila Scott completes the first round-the-world solo flight by a woman, a 34-day journey. In 1975, everybody knows the two famous chords, da-da. I'm talking about Jaws.
Oh,
based on
Jaws.
The book, directed by Steven Spielberg as well, and starring Roy Scheider is actually released on this day in 1975.
Never seen it.
Neither have I, actually.
Have
you seen it?
Yeah, it scared a lot of people out of the ocean for a couple of years, I'll tell you that. In 1980, on June 20, musical comedy film The Blues Brothers, starring Dan Aykroyd, opens in nearly 600 theatres.
Never seen it.
I think I have. But only, not the whole thing maybe, just like halfway through. I found it pretty funny.
I reckon I would have seen snippets of it on TikTok, but have I actually sat down and watched it? Yeah, nah.
For an early 1980 film, quite good.
Yeah, nah.
For all of my basketball lovers as well, so probably not you two, in 1993 NBA Finals on this day, June 20, the Chicago Bulls became the first team since the Boston Celtics in the 1960s to win three consecutive titles with MVP Michael Jordan for third straight year for that game.
I can do you one better.
Yep.
You say not a fan, all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in Chicago when it happened.
Oh,
in 1993.
Yeah, it was wild.
He's got you there.
The city erupted, right, in the moments that happened, because people were listening on radios, if they were in their cars, that everyone was watching, and to the point where people were, like, jumped out of their cars and, like, stood on their bonnets and stuff, shooting off fireworks, shooting off guns just into the air, because it's America.
Yeah,
sure. America.
Anything happens in America.
It was a wild time.
Yeah, right.
They are
okay.
Wild people. In 2018 TV drama, very well known, Yellowstone, featuring Kevin Costner, actually premieres on this day. I'm pretty sure Kevin Costner has wrapped up his filming for that now, officially. So there you go.
I've heard that's a very good show, but it's a slow burn.
Yeah, and that's why I don't watch it.
I started watching it. And
Big
I got
commitment.
About, I got about three episodes in and went, we're switching back to The Simpsons. It's easy to understand.
That's fair.
Just keep that in mind when you're thinking, what's Scott about as a person?
He's simple. To birthdays now.
Shots fired.
Aussie actress Nicole Kidman is celebrating her 56th birthday today. Singer Lionel Richie is 74. And, of course, my favourite, John Goodman, famous for his roles in The Flintstones, Monsters, Inc., The Emperor's New Groove, as well as Roseanne, he turns 71. And then taking a look at what day is it today, it is International Tennis Day and National Tapas Day.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Do you know what's good about International Tennis Day? I've just read that. Actually really interesting. Federer, 12 final days, the Roger Federer documentary is being released today on Amazon Prime.
That will be a good watch.
Absolutely.
I'm not even a tennis fan, and I want to watch that. Anyone play tennis in the team, holidays or anything?
I used to. Yeah? I used to play tennis.
I can see you in your tight white shorts getting out there.
Oh,
you
know,
ever since I started playing squash, yeah. I can't play tennis to save my life.
It's ruined it.
I mean, racket sports are racket sports, but they are completely different games with a completely different skill set. Fun fact for you all.
There we go. Yeah,
well, that's great. You know what? I could just picture Scott playing tennis. That's how he would have got his girlfriend, Britt, I reckon. That would have got her over the line. But look at that boy play. Yeah.
Somehow, if Britt saw me playing tennis, she would dump me like a sack of potatoes.
Nah.
You're out of here.
Come on now. Your ball handling skills are exceptional, mate. I know that from personal experience.
UFM. The Novos.
Wedding chat has all been about my life recently. Again, nothing to do with me. I'm not getting married.
I love how he has to put that disclaimer on everything.
I have to.
My partner's listening.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart, don't get your hopes up.
Oh, God, if I was Britt,
sweethearted.
Britt's okay with that. Britt's okay with that.
If you need me to slap him for you, I will do so.
So with my housemates getting married over the weekend, I also got a couple of mates from Sydney that are coming to Newcastle and the Hunter to get married.
Lovely.
One's in Merriweather in September, another one's in the Hunter Valley in October, which is amazing. And it has sparked a discussion, which I've also seen on Reddit recently. Is Newcastle and the Hunter a good spot for a bucks or a hens night?
Good question.
General chitter chatter on Reddit is no, it's not. The advice is find the interchange, get on the train, and head to Sydney.
How rude is all I can say. couldn't be more wrong. It's just impossible.
That is really not nice.
There was another post that was going into explicit detail about walking along Beaumont Street, and if you start at one end and you come across this landmark, turn around. You come across another landmark, turn around. Now you'll see the train station. Go there and go somewhere else.
That's really awful.
Yeah, that is so rude about our great city. This is a great place for a hens or a bucks night.
Yeah.
Did you have a bucks night, Crevett?
No, I didn't. I just decided. No, yeah, just did. We had a very casual wedding.
Mm.
It was quite the event.
Right.
Just 25 people, good food, good bar, entertainment was there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's all we needed. It wasn't that kind of vibe. Right.
To be fair, there's a lot of people who only get married just for the bucks and hens parties, I reckon. quietly.
Just throw a party.
Yeah, literally.
That is a good point. But as a place to go to a bucks night, I think it's pretty good. There's so many cool activities around, and I think it's what you need for a good one is activity plus good places to drink plus entertainment.
And a bit of food here and there.
Yeah.
When my housemates got married and went through their stages of bucks and hens night, she went to Sydney because she's from Sydney, and so she went and met up with her friends, but he's from Newcastle.
Yep.
And so the best man organised axe throwing, karaoke at the Hammo, and then a literal bar crawl. They would have stopped at least 14 different venues.
Whoa.
Starting at one side of Newcastle and walking all the way through, walking all the way through to the Hammo Station Hotel.
Well, see, it just goes to show that there's no shortage of options for venues to go to and for all different styles.
That's right. You could go out the bay, do fishing charters, bit of rip at mini golf.
There's paint and sip in town. That's great for a hens night.
Wineries and the chocolate shops and the smelly cheese shop and all the villages.
A wine tour for your hens would be
superb.
Oh, yeah.
Out of this world.
That's what I would have done.
You know what? All of this chat of it not being a great place for bucks and hens needs to be shut down immediately. How outrageous.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, I want this on the record. I'm making a call about the future of Georgetown. right? Okay. Suburb of Georgetown.
Yeah.
I think it is going to be the next, like, up-and-coming hipster suburb.
Oh, you think it's going to do an Islington?
Well, so I was driving through yesterday from Kmart across, you know, you go past, like, Vinny's Takeaway and all that, and there's a bloke there who's dressed, honestly, it was like a cross between a hipster and an Esche. I'm calling it, I'm calling this
a Esche.
But that was fine, but you also had a parrot on his shoulder.
Boy, now, walking around.
Just, an exotic Heshay.
Yeah, very exactly right. Exotic Heshay. He's just walking around, parrot on his shoulder. And I went, this isn't a future hipster suburb. Because they already got the coffee shops and all that sort of stuff. It's no longer the industrial backwater it was. And now there's those big apartments have been, they locked down like five houses and the big flats are going up.
Yeah.
It's the next hipster suburb. Guarantee.
Wow. I reckon the abandoned train line is going to be the Instagram spot as well.
Absolutely right. And there'll be busking on the street corner and, you know, artisan, I don't know, flower shops and all that are soon coming, I'll tell you now.
You reckon? Well, Islington's meant to be getting the big makeover. Islington's meant to be the next up-and-comer.
Well, hey, I'm saying Georgetown's going to give it a run for its money. Ooh. Bloke with parrot on shoulder, definite sign.
What a legendary thing to see for your Wednesday afternoon.
UFM. De Novos.
We're trying to solve a bit of a dilemma for my friend. He's booking a trip to go over to New Zealand. However, he wants his partner to come, but she can't afford to go. Should he still go anyway?
Of course he should.
No.
Off he goes.
I'd say it's a dumb move. I say he should not go without the girlfriend.
Well, this is what we're doing. We need Newcastle and the Hunter's help to sort out this dilemma. We do have Elise in Morissette who has messaged through on our Instagram at @thenovos_. She says, if you actually want to keep your partner around, you absolutely shouldn't go. So she's all about making them happy.
Absolutely not. They've been together a year.
Yeah, well, apparently Elise says, no, you shouldn't go.
Unless you've got a joint bank account, that's where you're taking the funds from. If you've got savings and she's got savings, use your own and she uses her own. Off you go.
They can't afford it. They shouldn't go.
I think you guys, you've got it wrong. On 4967 4105, Amanda in Aberglasslyn, what are your thoughts?
I think potentially one, how long have they been together?
That's a year.
And, I think maybe if the trip was pre-planned and it was something that was known that was going to happen and there was an adequate time to have savings, I think, you know, without there being any real reason as to why she couldn't save the money, he should go without her.
Ooh, okay, right.
But I think if she had the time and wasn't able to come up with the funds, perhaps maybe he should be like, well, maybe I could, maybe like a loan type thing so she
I'm with you, Amanda, because it seems like, Amanda, you're about true love and keeping, you know, your partner for the long term, whereas these two fly-by-nights over here, Ari and Scott, just don't seem to care about that, do they?
Amanda, why should he have to miss out, though? If she can't afford it, why should he have to miss out on an opportunity?
Mm. No, but that's what I mean. So if it was agreed upon and it was like, hey, we're going in 12 months' time, and she wasn't saving the money because she was using it on other things when she could have been saving the money and he was saving, then he should definitely go because that's on her. But if for whatever reason, like she had like a medical emergency or, you know, something happened at work and she wasn't able to genuinely save the money, then perhaps a conversation could be had, maybe, well, I'll spot you, but you pay me back type thing.
See, I think that's the way to go. Because imagine, right, you're off to New Zealand, you both got, you're sharing a single hokey pokey ice cream. you have a lick, I'll have a lick. And that's romantic. Whereas you guys are just like, oh, just go off by yourself.
No. See, I just think it's the girlfriend's problem. She should have sorted that out.
Once again, we've solved nothing.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's get into it. This is Lowest Deluxe, one of our favourite games. We give you three items. You need to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. If you do that, we're giving away tickets to go see The Woman in Black at the Civic Theatre in July 25th, I believe.
Yep.
Oh, that's it.
Cracking prize.
It's a Thursday night, so great one to go heading into a... we'll take a cheeky long weekend.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go out on the Thursday night, take the Friday off, Saturday, Sunday off.
Call in sick. I'll pretend to be a doctor if you need.
Yes, hello. This is my doctor impression. Hello, it's Dr. Crevo. Yes, they are very sick. Can't come in.
Just work on your like scrawl of a handwriting because you can never understand a doctor's handwriting.
No, it's already ready. All right, let's meet our contestant for this morning, vying for said tickets in Newcastle. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Better.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
Better speaking to you is all I'll say. Pete is loving that.
I do love the giggles. All right, Pete, do you know how lowest to lux works?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Lowest to lux, lowest price to highest price. Yeah,
beautiful.
Excellent.
You've got this.
Yep, perfect. All right, let's jump straight into it. Are you ready, Pete?
Yep, ready to go.
Let's do it. Okay, so your first item on the list today is a Coles boneless pork leg roast, 2 kilo. Your second item is a fun safe pool noodle from the store BCF, Boating, Camping and Fishing. And then your third item is the Jamie Shealing Aviator Jacket from the store Forever New. Quick recap, your boneless pork leg roast, your pool noodle from BCF, and then your fancy aviator jacket from Forever New.
All right, take it away. What do you think's the cheapest?
I think the poo noodle, the pool noodle.
Separate thing, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, then the roast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the jacket.
All right.
Seem quite confident. Very. Okay. You want to lock those in?
Yeah.
Yeah, lock it in.
All right, let's do it. So, the FunSafe pool noodle from BCF. Bit more expensive. It's going to set you back $5.50 each. So there you go.
That's good, pay that.
All right.
Not too bad.
The pork leg roast from Coles, 2 kilo, is going to cost you $23.10.
Oh my God, you're still in this, Pete. You are still in it. So, all to play for here. The tickets are on the line. I'm holding them. They're in a golden envelope.
Oh my God. Okay, Willy Wonka.
Now, if this jacket cost more than, what was it, $23? $10,
yep.
$10. The tickets will hand from my hands into yours after you come into the station and pick them up.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Maybe.
Forever New, quite the fancy store. The Jamie Shealing Aviator Jacket. $180. You've gone and done it.
Yes, you did. Congratulations. Now, the tickets, it's actually an online thing, but the golden envelope's just in your mind, all right? So just imagine that was there, all right? Well done.
I'm yours.
That's what it's all about.
Good stuff.
The magic of radio. Well done, Pete. You've done Newcastle proud. Another local winner here on New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
This is something I'd never heard of. Have you heard of the organisation Awesome Newcastle?
Never.
Yeah. It's pretty new, I think, but this I've never heard of before. Essentially, every single month, they give away $1,000 to anyone who's got a great idea that they deem as awesome.
Cool.
So this is great if you're a part of, say, a community organisation, maybe a sporting club.
Oh, yeah.
It could be...
An innovator, an entrepreneur.
It could be any of that. Mm-hmm. If you're doing something that they consider awesome, they'll give $1,000 out.
That's pretty good. Where they get the backing from?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I can't see on the website. I'm having a look now. It's an organisation.org, so that means I'm guessing like charity of some sort.
Yep.
And their idea is just to build up Newcastle and the surrounding areas as a great city just by, I guess, rewarding people's ideas.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. My other question would be, who deems this, like, ideas awesome? Is it like a panel, like the Shark Tank show or
something? I'm guessing it's something like that. And there's, on their website, just so you can get a bit of an idea as to what sort of events or things get this, there's heaps of examples. So if you're thinking, I wonder if my awesome idea is awesome enough to win, you can jump on there and see. So just one example is like this clothing swap that somebody came up with to help reduce the amount of clothing waste.
Great idea.
Yep.
That's there, and they needed some funds to get it all organized or whatever. Perfect. There you go. $1,000.
$1,000 is you wouldn't laugh at that. You wouldn't sneeze at that.
That's right.
That's plenty of money.
Yeah, to get things going, or maybe you need, say, a computer to or a laptop or whatever to make the whatever you're doing run. It's just like a little Kickstarter to help things along.
Love it.
And like you said, a bit of a Shark Tank vibe in the background probably. Yeah, I think this idea is more awesome than that one. Money goes to that one. So, yeah, if your organisation needs it, get on there. A great local thing that only happens here in Newcastle.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And one of the weirder Uber experiences of my life last night, I went out for a hot girl walk. And I'm walking around from Tyers Hill into Honeysuckle.
That's your favourite route.
Yes, as I turned around and was walking home, my feet were sore. I was getting blisters and I was bleeding and, not about it. So I got about 8Ks and then went, I'm hanging up the boots, I'm calling an Uber.
Why didn't you go 4Ks one way, 4Ks back?
Yeah.
No. I went 6Ks one way, then 2Ks back, and then went, okay.
Not
I
was for the last bit.
I was planning on doing a full 10K walk. Side note, I don't know how all of the local Novocastrians and the big celebrities did the big trek for the Mark Hughes, the big three trek for the Mark Hughes Foundation from Sydney, 150Ks to McDonald Jones Stadium over the weekend. I couldn't do it. I made 8Ks, was like tapping out, coach.
I think they train, though.
Yeah, they do.
Well, this was part of my training, and I was like, it's too much.
What type of shoes were you wearing?
Just kicks, just shoes, just normal shoes, Nikes. Anyway, we caught an Uber home, so we got to the side of the road, pinned an Uber, that's fine. Made sure that I was in a quiet side street, not on the main road, not on Industrial Drive, because I was like, no, we're not doing that. And the Uber driver comes to pick me up. First thing he says to me, not a good spot to be picked up from. And I went,
why?
What do you mean? It's a street, bro. And your job is to use,
drive in streets.
Is to drive in streets. Is to use Google Maps to come and pick me up. And he's like, oh, no, it's a confusing location. I'm like, it's a street. There's a house right there. Like, I'm just standing out the front of somebody's house. Anyway, so I got in the back of the Uber. I was like, whatever. Like, this guy's just having a laugh.
Yeah.
Got a bit further down the road, and he goes, how's your day been? I said, yeah, all right, mate. Just worked this morning and carried on. Said it's been a busy day, and he goes, well, it's real quiet for me, and the rates are no good at the moment. So basically started having a dig at how much I'm paying him.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I was like, it's an $11 Uber. It's literally going to be not even 5 minutes in the car.
Just get me to my house.
Get me to my place. We're going down my street in Tyers Hill, and he says, where can I stop? And I said, there's a crossing. Literally stop at the crossing, and I will get out. And he goes, so just here, and just pulled over on the side of the road.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Literally, full had his butt of the car sticking out. Everyone's queuing up behind him. Felt real bad. And then I had to walk another 200 metres down the street. With my feet sore.
Oh, it's a hard life for you.
It's a hard knock life.
I'm just saying, you don't want to jump in an Uber and hear them complain about
that
their
is
life.
True.
Like, that's horrible.
If you've got a problem with the rates, or you've got a problem with how much Uber's charging me for the ride, don't accept the ride, bro.
Just stop doing it.
Just stop doing it. Go into town. Yeah. Go into town and get the higher rates if you really want to. But, yeah, shocking. I was like, yeah, one star. All the way.
Fair enough.
That is brutal. I've never given a one star.
I have.
I don't think I'm brave enough.
I've always lived by the mentality, if it's a perfect Uber ride, 5 stars. If one thing goes wrong, 1 star.
There we go. He is tough.
UFM. The Novos.
Just talking to a mate the other day about certain sounds that you don't hear anymore. So it's just like as technology changes, as life changes, some sounds come and go. Cash register. Everyone just pays by card now. You don't even just hear even the quieter, like, draw ones that came out in the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't even hear them anymore. They're just not around. Everyone just pays by card. There's not even a sound, or you might get a beep if you're lucky.
Card is king. Famously.
Card is king. That's what all boomers say. The other one, I don't know, when I was a kid, everyone had, like, the playing cards they'd put into their bicycle spokes. So it would always click, 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 click. Did you guys have
that? Playing card?
Yes. Yeah, people used to shove a playing card in the bicycle spokes and it would click, like, I don't know, it just was a sound that people put in. Mm. All those little bead things that used to drop down on the bicycle spokes.
So annoying.
Yeah, I do know. I know the beads. We used to put a can, like a can of Coke, an empty one. You'd crush it up and put it right above your bike tyre so it sounds like it's ripping. But then you realise that when you break the aluminium, it's going to pop your tyre.
That's dumb.
And these are some like sounds that you just don't hear anymore. And then we got to talking about the internet. Because you tell a Gen Zer that the internet used to make a sound, and they're like, what are you talking about? But this is the sound that it used to make. For some people...
Oh, it's a throwback, isn't it?
This is so nostalgic. And then you'd be online, right? You have to go through this sound.
But you know what that also sounded like to me as a kid? Freedom. That was the sound of freedom because you knew that the internet was ready to go and you could Google
connecting
anything.
Connecting up, right?
To play any game.
To me, the sound was telling somebody they had to get off the landline. I need to use the internet.
So true, right? That internet sound is just so unique. I thought what we could do this morning on 4967-4105, give us your best internet connection sound impression.
Hang on, so you want people to call up and do their dial-up impression?
Their dial-up impression. The best one this morning is a bit of a throwback. We're going to give $100 worth of free petrol.
Oh, you gotta.
$100 fuel cards. We've got them to give away this morning. Just give us your best impression of that dial-up sound. The best one is getting the fuel straight away.
Easy.
All right.
Simple as that. A bit of a throwback this morning. 4967-4105.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, we're doing a bit of a different one here, which is we want people's impression of dial-up internet.
This
now,
is a throwback, isn't it?
Well, it was such an iconic sound of the 90s. And, of course, I have to give my impression to kick things off.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready?
Oh, we've been waiting for this. Oh, no.
No?
No, nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Are you kidding? I thought that was actually it.
No, not even close.
Oh, 4967-4105.
If you can beat that, $100 fuel cards up for grabs.
Oh, jeez.
Are you guys going to offer your impressions, Scott?
Oh, I wasn't going. I wasn't going to, but I can.
Yeah, go on. Take it away.
Sounds like a donkey.
All right, Ari, what about you?
No.
No? It's a flat no.
That's him. Oh, come
My
on,
mother
Ari.
Will never let me live that down. I'm not giving her that ammo.
Fair enough. To Boorigal on 4967-4105. Adonis, are you going to try and win yourself $100 worth of free fuel?
Yeah, let me see if I can get down. I know because it used to be irritating for me, but I like the sound. So it was like the number dial first. It was in sequence. It was a beep 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 beep. Yeah, and then and then key.
Oh no.
That was the best impression we've had out of the three of us.
Bang on.
That was
Listen, I'm 40. I'm over 40, so I know what time it is. Listen, I know when I was those times I heard that, I was like, yeah, it's lit time.
You know what? That was absolutely superb. Congratulations. Oh. I mean, I didn't know which was that. Was that you or was that it? Who knows?
That was me. That was Adonis, baby. That was Adonis. Yeah.
You get yourself $100 worth of free petrol for taking us right back to the 90s. Well done, man.
For a gold finest, baby. Thank you.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider. Could win you a brand new car. Hunter City Motor Group. 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details.
And you'll feel like all your Christmases have come at once if you win this brand new MG ZS thanks to Hunter City Motor Group.
How? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A car for Christmas? Can you imagine?
Christmas in July.
Early Christmas.
Famously. Yeah. Famously. Yes. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous car. You want to go check it out. It's called a MG ZS, Hunter City Motor Group. It's New FM's Night Rider, and a lucky Novacastrian has a chance to win it. You've just got to register online, newfm.com.au. And when we read out your name, or if we read out your name, you've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to give us a buzz back and tell us how much you badly want this car.
Oof.
And if you do that in the allocated time, you're in the draw to win.
And trust me, you badly want this car.
You really do. Honda City Motor Group, 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit hondacity.com.au for all the details. Three names to read out now, but so many names to be read out right across the day here on UFM. So you got to keep your radio locked, loaded, live and loud all day, because you never know when we could be calling out your name.
True, true.
The three names this morning: Jess Price in Singleton Heights,
ooh,
Bobby King in Warners Bay, and Melanie Sadow in Blackalls Park. If any of those are you or you know them, get in touch and tell them to ring 4967-4105. 10 minutes and 53 seconds on the clock. I'm kickstarting the timer right about now.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider could win you a brand new car. Hunter City Motor Group, 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details.
And you want this car to be yours? You got to register online, newfm.com.au. And any time during the day, we could be calling out your name. If you hear it, 10 minutes and 53 seconds on the clock to give us a buzz. Just after 8 a.m., we read out three names: Jess Price in Singleton Heights, Bobby King in Warners Bay, and Melanie Sadow in Blackalls Park. Crevo, who'd we get?
None of them.
None of them. That's a shocker, isn't it?
Don't be like them and miss out on a brand new car.
You've got to be listening at all times. This brand new MG ZS, we've all seen it. It is schmick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a bit forgetful and you're forgetting to listen, here's a tip. Get your radio and sticky tape it with heaps of tape to your arm. And that way, you can't forget it.
That's right.
You can't
right.
ever forget. Hunter City Motor Group, 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details. Names are going to be read out right across the day here on UFM. So if you've registered, you gotta be listening at all times.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
I am sweating in my boots because up next, I am being tested.
Yes.
A local Aminar test for me.
Yes, I've got a good topic for you this morning, Credo. Don't you worry.
The Olympic Games are 36 days away. Which
don't panic.
Is, oh, look.
Keep counting down.
I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait. The 2020 Olympics, which were held in 2021, side note, were fantastic. I loved them. And this, I can't wait to watch these ones
as well.
We
can do math.
This one, though, is it a bit of a middle-of-the-night situation?
Well, the time differences are going to be the kicker. So how that's going to fold into the schedule will be very, very interesting. And at the moment, we've been witnessing the swimming trials. They happened late last week up in Brisbane, and records were set left, right, and centre. And we've got a strong Dolphins team heading into the Olympics. The US are our highest or best competitors in the pool, and they've also been doing their trials and their qualifications, and it looks like it's going to be neck and neck, which is super exciting.
I didn't realize the Australian team's the Dolphins. Is that what's called?
Yeah, the swim team's called the Dolphins.
Come the Dolphins!
Yeah, go the Dolphins.
Oh, you got to be careful because we have an NRL team that's the Dolphins, and that's not in Newcastle, so you got to be careful.
Not worried.
The Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to slay in the pool this year, and someone who's booked their ticket to Paris is a bloke named Max Giuliani. He's a swimmer. What he swims in doesn't matter, but he's going to the Olympics. Now, it's been reported that his first task to prepare for the Olympics is to get time off from his day job at Anaconda, the outdoor recreation store. And it makes me think, these guys, or everybody who's competing at the Olympics, they are the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the best in the world in their field.
Perfected their craft.
Yet they're still working the cash register and still doing day jobs.
Humbling.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have, if you're going to the Olympics in 30-something days, you shouldn't have to sling tents the week before. You know, you should.
That's what I. Yes, exactly. You're right.
You should be just in the pool.
You know what? If you're just a good sportsman, yet you're very humble, whatever, you know what? It costs money to have equipment to do your craft. So he's probably buying like a couple of pairs of Speedos.
Surely Speedos can sponsor him.
Surely you get free swimmers if you're an Olympic swimmer.
Maybe he needs some goggles.
I don't think he wears a rashy
he needs
shirt.
Some moisturizer.
When did you last watch a swimming event?
But it's really, and he's not the only one. Akeisha Snowden is part of the Australian Paralympic team. She's been promoted all over the Woolies TikTok account because she's stacking shelves at Woolies. Our very own Dan Repicoli is running Palmy. Unfortunately, hasn't made the Olympics this year, but has in the past.
Yeah.
And he's running the Hunter, parts of the National Parliament. And I actually know a guy. His name's Brandon Stark. Mm. He's an Australian high jumper. Oh. And he and I used to stack bananas together at Coles.
It was
amazing that this bloke, who, when he first started competing at the Olympic Games, was rubbing shoulders and shaking hands with Usain Bolt. Wow. And then he's shaking hands with me.
Like, it's, you go,
which is that possible? The big question is,
who's more famous?
Who was he happier to be shaking hands with?
Yeah, me, obviously. Better hands.
No, I'll leave it right there, shall we?
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And Crevo. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm sweating in my boots.
Time has come.
I'm so nervous about this because I am a big Aminara in general.
Mm. So, we all are. You're only human, and that's okay.
It's going to be embarrassing, though.
So this is what we're going to do right now. We're going to play a game of local Aminara. I'm going to give Crevo a topic of anywhere or anything in Newcastle, the Hunter, Lake Macquarie, whatever.
Yep.
And you have to speak for 30 seconds straight without pausing for longer than 2 seconds, and you can't say or any of those little cousins in the family of that.
Damn it. I was thinking I could use the cousins.
Anyway, so, yeah, we can't give you any help, but, so we're going to give you a topic and you have to talk about it continuously nonstop for 30 seconds.
I'm so nervous.
And to put more pressure on you, Scott and I, well, actually, I've never failed. Scott's only said once.
Mm. And you picked me up on it.
Yeah, I know. I was so vicious as well.
You were.
He created a bit of drama as well, because I'm feeling the drama.
Yeah.
You should. Are you ready to know what it is?
I'm not ready, but let's do it.
Okay, Scott's going to be our timer.
Yeah.
Your topic is Newcastle Airport. Are you ready, Scott?
Yep, time starts now.
Newcastle Airport, one of the most superb airports in the Southern Hemisphere. Fortunately, not too far away from our great city. Unfortunately, doesn't have a train line to it. And I think one of the, I guess, key elements of having a great city.
He said it. Yeah,
he said it. How long did I get to?
17 seconds.
Oh.
Hang on a second. Hang on. We need to have a quick pause here.
No, he said it.
No, I definitely said it. As I said it. As the microscopic cousin of slipped out of my mouth, I thought, I've done it here.
I'm throwing one out there for you next time, Crevo.
Yeah.
A cousin in the Amar family is, I guess.
We'll do that for next time.
But a cousin in the Amar family is, I guess.
It's a distant cousin, I'll give you that.
You know what?
But it is a cousin.
I'm going to criticise you here, Crevo, because you didn't actually say much about the airport at all.
Well, I was getting to that, all right? I was getting to it, but obviously I've buzzed myself out.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And last couple of days, while it's been cold, it's been nice and sunny.
Yeah.
So I've been taking that opportunity to take my dog, Molly the Whippet, out for a walk.
Lovely.
And we sometimes go to the park, but sometimes we'll also just do some, like, around the different blocks, around Mayfield or, you know, up towards Waratah, whatever I'm in the mood for.
Great. Full hot girl walking it.
Well, absolutely. And I've got the Whippet with me, and we're having a good time. And while I'm on my walks, I usually like to throw some music on or a podcast or whatever, and I've got my little, like, in-ear, earpod type situation to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
However, I've got a bit of a, I guess, issue with these. And it's been, like, what, the last 5 years that small headphones that are, like, rechargeable have come around.
Yep.
And I reckon I've gone through as many as there are years because it just seems like there's so many issues with them and they're so expensive.
So just to give a little bit of an idea, are they like the Apple AirPods or are they just any type of Bluetooth?
This is a general one, but I've gone through a few different brands.
Okay.
So the first ones I had were the AKGs, right? And they're a pretty good headphone.
I use them.
They're good brands, and they're great little ones. Great sound quality, really good.
Excellent.
However, because they're so small, lost. The first one, I lost one of them as well, which is even more infuriating because you could still technically listen to music or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not as fun in one ear. No. I can tell you that for free.
It's horrible.
So annoying. Too small. That's complaint number one. So they need to get bigger is my... Size does matter.
You're losing them in your Dumbos, in your flappers.
So I think what actually happened was... anyway, it's lost. It's gone.
Okay.
So after the AKGs, the next generation for me was the Beats by Dre. Now they were something nice, like such good quality. And I actually didn't have too much complaint about them, except when Molly the Whippet got a hold of them as a puppy and chewed them to bits. Now that
you can't blame Beats for my dog's misbehaving.
Excuse me, that is absolutely Dr. Dre's fault because he's made them too tempting to dogs.
Dr. Dre has made his headphones out of dog food, allegedly.
You heard it here first, right? And this is an actual issue. They made them too tempting to dogs. The little rubbery bit was too chewy, so that is their fault, and I blame them 100%.
Oh my God.
The next lot I've had most recently is the Jabra. Now,
the what?
Oh,
yes, they're sort of like exercise brand ones. Yep. That's their sort of focus. And I thought, you know what, maybe they'll be a bit tougher. And the size look good, a little bit bigger, so I'm not going to lose them, you know, which is brilliant. Anyway, the other day, back from a walk, took one out of the ear, and it somehow like pinged out of my hand and bang, bing, ding on under the couch, and I'm there on my hands and knees trying to get it out. I get it up, and it's the drop has killed it.
Oh.
It's dead. It's dead. And they're supposed to be the tough exercise ones.
Dead.
So that's a warranty issue, surely.
Yeah. I would have thought so, but I reckon I've had them like 12 months and one day, so they're probably out of warranty.
I don't even want to know or even think about how many hundreds and hundreds of dollars you would have outlaid on this stuff. That is your fault because you either lose them or you drop them out of your little mitts.
Excuse me. Everyone is the company's fault. Mm. And I want to put AirPods under the bus here as well because my wife, Emmy, she's an Apple fan through and through.
She got her head screwed on.
Yeah, everything Apple, including the AirPods. And they last like 2 years, once again, just a day out of warranty. And then one of them, like the battery went almost completely.
What are you guys doing to these headphones? I've had my AirPods for years, like literally years, and they work a treat. I dropped one the other day doing the walk at Nobby's Lighthouse, the break wall walk. I dropped it and it rolled and it got stuck between the concrete on the ground and the rock around the edge of the break wall.
Yeah.
And it got stuck. So before it fell off the cliff completely, it held on. And I'm like, this is the lucky headphone set.
Yeah, maybe they got the luckiest headphones in Newcastle. But I think there's an opportunity out there for a company to make a quality in-ear Bluetooth headphone that isn't so tempting to dogs and so breakable. Can we just sort that out, please?
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, everyone. What are you guys up to? Scott, what are you up to after work today?
Hitting the soccer pitch tonight.
Whoa, the resident
Ronaldinho. Yeah, so we're running around Mayfield Bowling Club out the back. So if you're there for a skewy and you see me, make sure you say good day.
Yeah.
If someone is coming to say good day to you, Scott, can they ask you to do a football trick for them?
Or an autograph?
Like a Maradona?
I can
or
do
a Cruyff turn?
Whatever you want.
Do you know what a Cruyff turn is?
No idea,
what
but I can,
call that?
I can do it. I'll do it.
A Cruyff turn.
Okay.
I'll show you at the back of New FM later.
Well, plenty of time to master it. That game's not till 6:45 tonight, so be training and warming up all afternoon, getting psyched up for the match. We played this same team last week.
Ooh.
Wipe the floor with them. So can we do it again? Yeah, we can.
What was the score last week?
14-8, and that was being generous.
How many of those did you score?
None. But I'm there for moral support.
What, were you a cheerleader on the side?
Yeah.
I was a defender. We had two really, really strong goal scorers. Lulu
14.
Lulu and Sophie put probably six apiece each.
Go the girls.
Yeah, we all stood back and just went, pass the ball to them.
Obviously.
Interesting. Let the girls do all the work while the boys hang back and just chill.
Yeah, the girls get it done.
That is a life lesson right there. Thanks, Ari. Your word's not mine. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Yep.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right?
Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.